SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan. Sa ili nisi mai utala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Ile nei vai tau o le tau ngata o le tau o le soifuanga I au se talia nei. O lava lau wha asoa, ma mawhai o na sefe se vaenga o tupe maualo ainga I se vai yaso po o se lua vai yaso. O le disposable income, o le au whai o tupe e tatoe mai ina ua uma o na tō ese lafonga. Tupe e whai iei lau wha asoa I pili e tutongi, ato ai ma le whata ua me ai. E tu saima se ripoti a le Ofisa o Whainumera wha maumawina le Australian Bureau of Statistics o le toa te leo a ingai au se talia nei. E na o le tasi, tesi ma le tasi pasene o le disposable income e mawhai o na sefe. O se tūlanga na sāu no ai le sui wha tonu o le Anglicare Australia mei Aziz e te tau o na wha apopole ina ai le malo tele.
It is concerning that fewer and fewer people are able to save and have a buffer, but it's also not surprising because we know that rents have been going up by about 10% every single year. Rents have gone up by about 75% since the onset of the pandemic. I don't know anybody who's had a wage increase of 75%, and so it's really not surprising when we're seeing so many people in rental stress, but also housing stress.
E to atele a inga olo ofa inga luenga umaleti na maleta ma, ai olo otalo sanga atupea ile Anglicare moni fesoa soani.
It used to be the kinds of people who came to us for emergency relief were people who were genuinely having a financial emergency, you know, some really big unexpected cost hit them, or there were people who were trying to manage on a very, very low income, people on JobSeeker and other Centrelink payments. Often come to emergency relief providers for help. But now we're seeing people who are in paid work, maybe there are households where there are even two people in paid work, headed up by two people in paid work, coming to us for help. And that is new, and it's really a sign that living costs are spiralling out of control.
Wa'ovai leono se fulu tausanga o fa'amao po'opoina e le Australian Bureau of Statistics fa'amaumaunga o le au fa'i e sefe e ainga I au se talia nei. Ina ua uma o na tō e sea la fonga, po o le au fa'i e sefe mai I ala tō disposable incomes. Na sāu noa Professor Bill Mitchell o le mata upu o le economics I le Universite o Newcastle, I tausanga taitasi talumai le afe I vasela uono se fulu, ua mōli mawina ai le alua lupea I lalo o le au fa'i o tupe e te toa mai I le fa'asoa a ainga, ma mawhai o na sefe I se fa'aputu ngā tupe.
If you look at it over the decades, in the 1960s, for example, when we had very strong growth and strong productivity growth and strong GDP growth, very low unemployment, the household saving ratio was up around 16%. As we approached the sort of mid-90s, the household ratio started to fall. Households went crazy with borrowing, and the household debt ratio rose from like 60% of disposable income to nearly 200%. Just before the global financial crisis in 2007, the household saving ratio had become negative. Households were in total spending more than their incomes each period. That's totally unsustainable.
Na sāu noa fo'i Professor Bill Mitchell, o le tūlanga e siliona a fiai a inga e le aise vai ngā tupe e sefe I vai aso uma. O le tūlai mai lea o se suinga e le I māfau fawina, pēna fuafua iai. E pei o se tasi o le ulunga lii, e tei ua vāea mai lana ngā luenga, ma leto e maua ai lona tatongi.
If households are highly indebted, which they are, that they've got very, very little margin in their saving ratio, then small changes in circumstances like the second breadwinner loses their job, or hours of work are cut back, then those houses are incredibly vulnerable and become insolvent. That's it. Now then, if they become insolvent, they lose their houses. The spending reductions that are forced on them then flow through to the rest of the economy, and you end up with a much worse situation than you would ever want.
Na sao noa Efi Zahos o le Invest Smart o le masani I le faaanganga o se vaenga tupe mai le disposable income e sefe I se faaputu ngā tupe mō le lumanai e le o se masani e tā atele I tangata nuua au se talia.
Australians tend to be better at paying off their debt than actually saving. And it's more of a behavioural trait. I mean, when you think about it, we will do anything and everything to make sure our mortgage payments are made, for example, or to make sure our car payments are made.
Na sa ono foi Efi Zahos o le Invest Smart e te tau ona yai I se whaaputu ngā tupe le whaatusa I le ono masina o lo tutongi mō whaalavelave whaafua sei. O lona winga, a se lau wafe tā la lou tutongi le tausanga, e te tau ona lima se fulu wafe tā la ua sefe I se whaaputu ngā tupe mō mea te tupu ele I fua fuaina. E pei o lou vāea mai lau ngā luenga, po ole vāea o lou tu olua mai lana ngā luenga.
Right now it is hard for most Aussies to even think about building up a savings buffer. We've spent the last 3 years really ripping out our savings. Most experts say you need 6 months worth of your salary in an emergency account. That's not going to happen. I mean, when you think about it, that's tens of thousands of dollars. I think it's really important to break it down and do what's known as a bare bones budget. So actually write down what are the essentials that you have to pay. Take out everything else, just the essentials. Get that figure and then times it by how long do you think you would remain unemployed in your industry. Even $1,000 in an emergency fund is better than nothing, but in the long run, it is important to build up a savings buffer.
A tonu o le vaai le nai au se tali nei. Ai wha ape fea, le tūlanga I le le utuwa, ma le anō anoa I o wha alave lave, ma mea wha ale lotu. E aluai le disposable income o le toatele o tangata maainga Samoa. O le reporti na whaamaupopoina e Rania Yallop, more SBS News.
Like, share, mafaali sau finangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.